Nolte, Another Week, Another Ratings Catastrophe for Far-Left CNN. By John Nolte on June 20, 2019. Watching CNN's ratings is kinda like watching that black hole CNN told us could've swallowed a passenger plane. You know, like watching the number zero shrink, something no one thought was possible. Yep, somehow, even though far-left CNN already had close to zero viewers, even fewer people tuned in last week. Compared to this same week last year, CNN lost 28% of its primetime viewership. That is almost a third of the fake news outlet's viewers, but the bigger question is, how do you subtract a third from zero? Okay, I jest. CNN does not actually have zero viewers. Well, actually, if you look at the population of the country and the number of CNN viewers, you are looking at a statistical zero. But the basement-rated network did manage to attract an average of 744,000 primetime viewers last week. And the anti-Trump hate network just barely cracked an average of 500,000 total day viewers, with 519,000. In primetime, CNN ranked number 14 in all of cable, while Fox News and MSNBC ranked number 1 and 2, respectively. In total day, CNN squeaked into the top at number 9. Fox and MSNBC again took the top two spots. Total primetime viewers. Fox, 2.26 million. MSNBC, 1.5 million. CNN, 744,000. Total day total viewers. Fox, 1.23 million. MSNBC, 850,000. CNN, 519,000. Things are not going to look much better this week. During Trump's formal declaration that he would run for a second term on Tuesday, CNN was wiped out in the ratings after the crybaby outlet got its swindle feelings hurt and cut away from the speech after Trump's capacity crowd of 20,000 started chanting the pro-science phrase CNN sucks. Throughout the speech, Fox News averaged a whopping 5 million viewers to crybaby CNN's, try not to laugh, 788,000. To add insult to injury, MSNBC also chose not to broadcast the speech and still came away with 1.9 million viewers. Also of note in last week's numbers is the disparity between Fox and MSNBC. For a time it looked as though MSNBC might actually compete with Fox for the cable news crown, but those days now appear to be over. MSNBC went all in with the Russia collusion hoax and the debunking of that hoax by the Mueller report, which proved there was no collusion or obstruction, has killed MSNBC's momentum, and then some. But when you spend 2 years promising your audience Trump's going to be impeached and arrested and those 2 years are exposed as a hoax, you should expect a little blowback. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.